Bill Hagerty raises $1.9 million in 3 weeks for TN Senate race. By Sean Moran on October 10, 2019. Former U.S. Ambassador to Japan and Senate Republican candidate Bill Hagerty announced Thursday that he has raised $1.9 million in his first 3 weeks since entering the race for U.S. Senate. Hagerty has raised nearly $2 million since he first launched his campaign for Senate on September 9, which amounts to just 22 days in his third quarter fundraising. "Chrissy and I are deeply humbled by the support our campaign has earned so far," said Hagerty in a statement Thursday. "I'm ready to fight for your family in the U.S. Senate. And this support is essential as we work to share my conservative vision for our state and our country. We will continue to talk with Tennesseans about how I can best serve them in the Senate and fight to pass President Trump's agenda." Hagerty has emerged as an early favorite to replace the retiring Senator Lamar Alexander, RTN, when President Trump endorsed him in July. "Tennessee-loving Bill Hagerty, who is my Tennessee victory chair and is now the very outstanding ambassador to Japan, will be running for the U.S. Senate," Trump wrote in a tweet in July. "He is strong on crime, borders and our second day, loves our military and our vets. Has my complete and total endorsement." Hagerty wrote in an exclusive op-ed for Breitbart News in September that he will fight for President Trump's America First agenda and against Democrats' open border policies. He charged, "But no single issue more clearly highlights their extremism than the left's plans to radically transform our immigration system. Last year, they were calling to abolish ICE. This year they are calling for open borders. These liberal Democrats are seeking to decriminalize illegal immigration. If that isn't enough, they are incentivizing illegal immigration by offering illegal aliens everything from free college to free health care, putting illegal aliens in line ahead of your family and our veterans. And the squad has piled on saying that taxpayers should fund abortions for illegal aliens too. As I seek to represent Tennesseans in the United States Senate, one of my top priorities will be standing strong with President Trump against the Democrats and their liberal socialist agenda. I will fight to preserve freedom and opportunity for my children and yours, because the threat these radical liberals and socialists pose to the American way of life we know and love is real. We must do everything we can to fight back, and that begins with sending President Donald J. Trump back to the White House for 4 more years," he concluded. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.